Hey there, cruise fans. You've been sailing contemporary and premium cruise lines for years, and you're wondering whether you can afford to step up to luxury cruising. On this inaugural episode of Just the Facts, we have the answers. Stay tuned. Hi, Larry. Welcome back to RTE Travel Talk.
Ken, how are you? I'm glad to be back.
Great to have you with us, Larry. So, Larry, I'd like to especially welcome you today to our new recurring segment, Just the Facts. And that's where I was hoping that you and I can get together once a month or so and talk about some of the burning questions from our viewers and listeners. So, my friend, what's on deck for us today? Where do you think we should start?
Well, Ken, I think one of the things that we're noticing post-COVID, and one of the things we do at Cruise Holidays is we call all of our clients when they return from a cruise and say, okay, how was it?
Right.
And I'm getting a lot of people who are disappointed, I guess is the best way to put it, of their cruise experience on the cruise lines they've always been on, let's say a Holland America or a Princess for many, many years.
Okay.
And they're telling me, you know, it's not the same experience. The room steward is only making up the cabin once a day. The room steward has 35 cabins instead of 20. The dining room food, there's not as many choices. And I just don't feel like it's the cruising that I used to know. And I'm really kind of disappointed. So one of the things I've been noticing, and you and I both have in the last year or two have been experiencing luxury cruising just right. I think both of us wanted to see, is it still good? Is it still, has it changed? And I think both of us were very delighted in our experience.
Well, one of the things that I've heard from the viewers and listeners is just exactly what you're kind of talking about. You know, they're used to sailing on like the Hollands, the Princess, Celebrity Cruises. Still a good experience, but it's not quite the same. And not only that, the cost of a cruise has gone up. So
that's true.
You know, you go back to your regular line that you've always known and loved, and because due to COVID or whatever, you've been away from it for 3 or 4 years. And then all of a sudden it's not the same and the service level isn't quite the same. You're bound to come away a little bit disappointed. So what's the solution?
Well, I think you should have a look at luxury cruising.
Right.
And again, I'm going to define that as 6-star cruising with Regent, Seven Seas, Silver Sea, or now Crystal, even though they only have one ship coming back, but they're going to be expanding. I think you really have to have a look at luxury cruising. And a lot of people have shied away from it for many years. A couple of things. One, they thought it was way out of their price range.
Yep.
And as you pointed out, pricing has come up and the gap has narrowed between the two different cruise lines. And they were also worried about it being very snobby. In other words, there were only going to be very rich people on board. And they were going to have to get dressed up like they would have to, it was going to have to look like dinner on the Titanic every night.
You know?
And they're very concerned about that. And, we've discussed this. We found everybody on the ship was just like us. So that was
totally different. Yeah, exactly. It's a totally, totally different experience to what people may have in their mind's eye. Like we found, I think some of the best experiences we had in cruising over all the years I've sailed on was on Silver Sea, and meeting the folks on board, it was wonderful.
And then the other thing is the crowds and the amount of people. And yep, that has been expanding as we've been going along, and for great reasons. I mean, Royal is building some wonderful ships. They have become Disney World on at sea, and it's great for family. I mean, we took our family on Quantum of the Seas last July. Everybody had a wonderful time. It was a great experience. But if just Lynn and I are going out cruising, that's not the experience we're looking for. So I'm saying don't give up on cruising. Give luxury cruising a shot, because if just not having so many people around is one of the big pickups with luxury cruising.
But you know, Larry, one of the pushbacks that we always get when it comes to luxury, and I think it's still there in a large part, is I can't afford it. You know, it's
right,
just too much money. My view of that, and I think you may agree, is you need to take a closer look, because it's not as out of reach as a lot of people think, right?
We've discovered a few things over the last few days. We've been working on you and I have been working on comparisons between the cruise lines. And we wanted to try to come up with, okay, here it is. This just shows you it's almost exactly the same. But what we found out is there's this huge variation in pricing, not only from, let's say, a celebrity to Silver Sea, but from cruise to cruise. So the thing that I'd like people to take away from our discussion today is call your travel advisor, pick a cruise, and then compare, and then see how it does fit within your budget. I think you'll be very surprised if you just give that a try to research it on your own.
Well, I can give you a perfect example of that. Deb and I last year, you know, said we really want to try. We want to go back to the Caribbean one more time. Or uh-huh. I say one more time. I know we'll be back, but anyway, I digress.
We wanted to go back
to the Caribbean and go a few places we hadn't been before and wanted to try luxury. We were able to come up with a 10-day cruise on Silver Sea that cost us basically $5,000 a person, everything included. And that's in Canadian dollars, Larry. And,
right.
You know, that same cruise, if we added it all up on Celebrity, was probably $7,500 a person.
Right. And we're doing, as we've discussed, doing an August 1st cruise on Silver Sea in Alaska. Yeah. And one of the great things, one of the Silver Sea's pricing, they're door to door. And I tell people, Silver Sea is going to pick you up at your front door in a limousine and bring you back. And everything that you experience between those two occurrences is going to be paid for. You will never have to use your credit card again. And we're doing this for $6,600 a person with flights from Orlando to Alaska. So that pricing is not available right now, but it was for a long time earlier in the year. So I think it behooves people to look, especially if they're planning for next year, 2025.
Yeah, so it really pays to have your expert travel advisor do your research.
And let's talk about some of the things that you get.
Sure.
First of all, the crew ratios. And you don't think about that when you're on board a cruise. But after you've been on luxury, you'll think about the number of waiters that you had in the dining room. I always say on Silver Sea, when you drop your napkin and then wait in the dining room, three people would lean down to pick it up, none of which are you. When you go into the Silver Sea dining room and you see a menu and one page has like 12 entrees that are on there every night, which is like a 16-ounce ribeye steak, a lobster tail, all those things are every night, plus the other 12 pages on the menu. When you're walking around the ship and there's not a lot of people around you, or you go into the bar and there's only four or five people there, I mean, those are the kinds of intangibles that the pricing doesn't really translate for you.
No, exactly. Anywhere on board, when we were on board, it never felt crowded. There was people around, but it was just intimate. It's a wonderful experience.
And that's because they have a very high space to passenger ratio. Yeah. And these are things we kind of take for granted because we've been on a number of luxury cruises, but people have never been on it. They don't understand that experience. And that's why I say you need to go on it to experience. And I've got all kinds of stories about little things service-wise that happen on Silver Sea. For instance, we walked in one night and all of our iPhones, iPads, and iMac had been cleaned by the butler with little claws hung on each one so that we could use them in the future.
Yeah.
When we sent our shoes out to be shined, they came back with wooden shoe trees in them. I mean, it's just little tiny things like that it just makes a wonder. And you get off the ship going, wow, that was really a wonderful experience.
You'd almost think we were shilling for Silver Sea here, but we're really not, because Silver Sea is just one example. There's several luxury cruise lines that fit that bill.
Our last summer, we did the Baltic with Regent Seven Seas, and that was a magnificent experience. Their buffet is just incredible. I mean, yeah. I rank it with any specialty restaurant on any of the other cruise lines. And even though it's not completely premium, Oceania has a lot of the same ambiance that you get on the luxury cruise line. So that's another consideration. And I guess the big thing we're saying is break out of the mold and go out and try this. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised at the experience. Let's talk about the door-to-door when we talk about that for Silver Sea. And Regent is very similar. Your shore excursions are included. Your gratuities are included. You have a stocked bar in your cabin, and you tell them what you want it stocked with. And if you drink it all, they'll bring some more. Your mini refrigerator is stocked however you want it stocked. There's no additional charge for that. You don't have to worry. I'm going to take a Coke out, and it's going to be in my onboard account when I get off the ship. Most of your specialty restaurants are included. And all of this type of inclusion that you are, you know, used to seeing on your daily account when you're on another ship. That is just wonderful, because you just talk about relaxing. And you can try things that you might not have tried because, I don't know, maybe you want a chocolate martini. You never had one before, but you didn't want to pay $17 for it. And it's all included here. And so, okay, let's try that, you know. It expands your horizons. Your excursions are included. Maybe you are going to find an excursion that you wouldn't have paid money for, but you wanted to try it because it's included. So, again, it expands all of your horizons.
You and I batted around a few comparisons. Let's talk about, you guys are off to Alaska. If I was a usual premium cruiser with either like a Celebrity or Princess, you know, how would that stack up against a Silver Sea going to Alaska this summer?
What we did was we looked at, and again, one caveat here is that this is the pricing we did. It's all changing. There's no guarantee that you're going to get this price when you go to book your cruise. And we're doing this.
It's basically a snapshot in time.
This is a snapshot. It's only for comparison prices. We're not doing this as an ad to say, okay, we're going to book this for you. And this is not a knock on Celebrity, because we love Celebrity. It is a great cruise line.
Yeah.
It's just a different pricing model. And this is very important. It's a different pricing model, not a different cruise ship. So we're not trying to demean Silver or Celebrity by any means. But what we did was we took a cruise on Celebrity Solstice for July 2025. So it's an out pricing. And we priced a Sky Suite.
Okay.
Sky Suite on Celebrity, very comprehensive package. It includes the retreat. So you get your own area to go to. All of your drinks, beverages are included in a specialty lounge. You have a specialty dining room called Lumine, which is one of the best specialty restaurants at sea. That's all included in the pricing. And we took that price and we added in what is included in Silver Sea, but not included in Celebrity, such as all the excursions, the upgrading the drink package to a premium drink package. You wanted to do specialty dining and transfers and airfare. So we included all of those things, and we came out with a total for Celebrity of about $14,000.
Okay.
We took the same 7-day cruise in July of 2025 on the Silver Muse. And we did it with the door-to-door pricing with airfare from, by the way, the airfare is all from Orlando. So that's as far as you can go. And we put all that together and came out to be $16,400. So roughly $2,500 more to go on Silver Sea for the same things that you would have gotten on Celebrity for a 7-day Alaska cruise.
About $1,250 a person in difference.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Silver Sea has a new pricing schedule out on certain cruises called their Essential Fare.
Right.
And it basically is just the cruise with all the things included without the airfare, without the transfers and those things. And we found some cruises that were, when we compared a Celebrity Suite to the Silver Sea Suite, the Silver Sea actually came out a little bit less than the Celebrity Suite on Celebrity. Now, you have to add back in your own air and your own excursions and things like that. So that's another thing you might want to consider. So,
exactly. And that's kind of what you and I alluded to earlier, that it really pays to have a travel advisor in your corner to sort through that, because each one of these promotions and each one of these things are different, and they can change on almost a daily basis. So for example, this Essential Fare that Silver Sea has just come out with, now that's new to them. They're backing out the transfers, they're backing out the shore excursions, but pretty much everything else is still all included. So when you're comparing, you know, you want to be able to line those up. For want of a better word, the Essential Fare is kind of an a la carte offering for Silver Sea, where you can pick and choose what you want.
Right. And one of the things people need to remember is how cruises are priced. And it's done by supply and demand of how fast the cruises are booking up.
Yeah.
So we may have a cruise that's not as popular where the pricing has stayed down on Silver Sea, but it's up on celebrity, the demand is up. And so the pricing is going to be out of whack from that standpoint. So that's why, you know, pricing on cruises is very fungible. And I would suggest people go to Regent Seven Seas website, yeah. rssc.com or silversea.com, and just look around at the cruises and look around at the pricing, because all the pricing is right there. But do it on the cruise line's website. Don't do it on the OTA website, because a lot of times they're not putting in port charges and taxes and things like that. And so go look around and then call your travel professional and say, hey, I want to have a look at this Silver Sea.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. But and so, you know, Larry, at the end of the day, between celebrity and again, you're talking to a guy, obviously you've been on them a lot more than I have, but I've got 18 cruises under my belt with celebrity, so I'm a fan. But $1,250 extra per person to be on Silver Sea, I would pay that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, me too.
Probably the same for Oceana and Regent as well.
You could call me up tomorrow and say, you know, I got this cruise going to the Baltic on Regent Seven Seas. And if the price was reduced or a little bit, I'd jump on board and go back and take the same cruise again. I mean, it was just fabulous. These are, again, a lot of intangibles that are hard to communicate.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, Larry, this is absolutely super information. Do you have any final tips for somebody that might be looking to book either a celebrity cruise or try out their luck with a Silver Sea or another luxury cruise line?
Yeah, I got a great tip. It's called justcruisinviera.com or 321-242-1331. Give us a call. We have clients all over the world, and we would love to have you join us. And you know what? You can benefit from the experience of 145 cruises and 21 years in business. I think we bring a lot to the table. So I invite you to give us a try. That's my best tip of the day.
Well, that's super. I'll leave that contact information in the description. But actually, okay, that leads me to a thought about our next episode of Just the Facts. I get a lot of questions about, you know, how do I choose a travel advisor and what's involved if all of a sudden I want to use a travel advisor to book my vacation.
That would be a great segment for folks. And, you know, how to choose and how to pay them. Those are important things to know.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, with that, my friend, I'll let you get on with what it is you have to do today. And I'm just going to wish you safe and happy travels on all your future cruises and destinations. May the wind always be at your back. And I hope to see you and Linda on a Lido deck sometime soon.
Thanks, Ken.
Take care.
All right.
And that about wraps it up for today, folks. A very special thanks to my guest, Larry Jackson of Cruise Holidays of Viera. If you'd like to reach Larry and his team, I will leave his contact information in the description. If you'd like to reach us with a question or a suggestion for a future video, you can send a question to questions@realtravelexperts.com, visit our website, realtravelexperts.com, or simply leave a comment. We always respond. And as always, folks, if you enjoyed this content, a like, subscribe, share, and a ring of the bell is certainly appreciated and helps us to spread the word. So until next time, happy travels.